Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
VK4, silent key. Rod VK4ITT of Maribara went silent key on Friday the 26th of September. Rod was a regular operator on the 7020 kHz friendly afternoon net and the Friday evening 3618 kHz Central Highlands net, amongst others. Vale Rod VK4ITT. Silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
And don't forget that if your VK4 club would like some publicity here, send us your info, or better still, an audio file in the best possible audio quality, and we'll run it for all Queensland to enjoy. Suggested 44.1 16-bit wave, or MP3 at up to 320 kilobit. Now, first up this week, here we go with a TV.
Amateur television, where every pixel tells a story. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. The Southeast Queensland Amateur Television Group is on the move. Plans are underway to relocate the ATV repeater, VK4RMG, to a new location. Two sites have been identified, one in the Brisbane area and the other on a mountain range to the north of the city. Both sites have their good and bad points, so test transmissions are being organised to decide which location will give the best coverage. VK4RMG currently transmits from Ocean View with a digital output on 446.5 MHz with analogue and digital inputs in the 1.2 GHz band. The group holds its weekly callback on Wednesday nights at 7.30 through the 2-metre wide area network via Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz and associated frequencies throughout the region. Or you can email seqatvgroup@gmail.com. The Southeast Queensland Amateur Television Group was formed more than 30 years ago to promote amateur radio and television activity.
North Queensland Net live from Cardwell tonight. The Cardwell Gathering is on this weekend, as we already know, and you're invited to join in on the air. See how a real live radio net runs. Be part of it. The North Queensland Net has been running every Sunday evening since the early 1970s on the heritage frequency of 3605.4 kHz. The net kicks off from the radio trailer at Site 71 from 7.30pm with a retransmit feed live into the Townsville region via HF or Echolink. Announcements of results and prize giving will be part of the net.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How do we get a proper structure to represent all amateurs? 15 years ago, a new structure was adopted for the WIA. And if you look at the following that the two largest aid bodies have, it is highly successful. I don't know the membership figures for either Amateur Radio New South Wales or Victoria, but they run to many hundreds each. Within the WIA, these former divisions are now affiliated clubs, as is, for instance, the News West broadcast team in WA, with a much smaller membership. Outside of the WIA structure is the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, and indeed this club has been a severe critic of the Institute. The history of the WIA has been an evolution to the recognition status by the Australian Government Regulator, now called the ACMA, as the peak industry body for the amateur radio community. If figures published recently are correct, the RASA club, which is incorporated in Victoria, has a paid membership of somewhat over 300. They've claimed the status of being a peak body, and in recent months, in fact, have had that recognition from the ACMA. What I have difficulty in understanding is why a newly formed club can claim recognition as a peak body, when the membership is so small in comparison to the two former WIA divisions. Surely Amateur Radio Victoria and its New South Wales counterpart could more factually start directly communicating with the ACMA and claim to be the peak amateur radio bodies within their respective states. It has been that one body has had the expense and the capacity to deal with the ACMA and the overseas body such as the IARU. It is the International Amateur Radio Union that recognises the WIA as the only Australian representative organisation. And so how can another splinter group jump on the bandwagon and usurp the role of the existing structure? Now I'm asking, how can this be legitimate and in the best interest of the hobby? The WIA structure seeks to accommodate the clubs and the views of club members as WIA members into an umbrella structure that speaks for the total number of 14,000-odd VK amateurs. Is it perfect? Good heavens, no. But allowing for the lack of participating volunteers in the community, the WIA does produce some outstanding people who devote time, energy and money, yes, their own money, into assisting this hobby. You know I have seen spiteful claims posted on social media that monies from the Institute get diverted to fund board members' own interests. That is my expression of much more crude and explicit comments. I suggest if you sincerely want to know how much our volunteers put into helping, that you ask those who have retired and also the spouses of those in the jobs now. I go back to my original question. What sort of structure do we want? Is the umbrella covering us all, or does it need some holes fixed? Does one club's self-promotion help our hobby? Or should more clubs join in the bun fight that is the official promotion of amateur radio? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.